It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Susan Craig was hired as a full-time librarian at the Iowa City Public Library in 1977, and she never left. She became the director of the library in 1994, and now, after a 41-year career at the library, longer if you count some part-time work she did before 1977, she is retiring. We thought this was a perfect moment to look back over her career and talk about how she's seen her library and other libraries evolve over that time. Susan, thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's great to be here, and thank you for asking.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm looking forward to retirement. People say, well, are you anxious? Are you? No, it's just ready for the next phase, but I have loved working in libraries, and particularly the Iowa City Public Library.
Let's go back in time. You grew up in Waterloo, right?
I grew up in Waterloo. My first job, real job, other than, as I tell people nowadays, I remember ironing my uncle's shirts for a quarter apiece and babysitting for 50 cents an hour. And we don't do that anymore. Nobody irons, and babysitting is a lot more than 50 cents an hour.
I hope, yeah.
As anyone who's paying it today knows. My first real job was at the Waterloo Public Library, shelving books, when I was 14 years old. And I'm 66 now, so I've been working in libraries for 52 years. That doesn't sound right. Yes, that's right, isn't it? 52 years. Whew. I am a reader. I've been a reader since I learned to read at a very young age. I lived about 5 blocks away from the East Side branch of the Waterloo Public Library. It was one of the first places I got to go by myself. You know, I could tell you the books on the shelves, you know, the librarians' names. Miss Kelly, you know, would give me books to read. So I have always been a reader and loved reading and libraries.
What brought you to the Iowa City Public Library? Were you always certain you were going to be a librarian?
I was not. I came to Iowa City to get an undergraduate degree, and my undergraduate degree is in history and political science. At the time, I thought I was going to go to law school, and it was I got accepted to law school, and I had just recently been married, and I went to talk to them. We didn't have a lot of money, you know, and I said, well, how about going to law school part-time? And they just looked at me aghast and said, no, you don't go to law school part-time. And it was sort of the Watergate era, and lawyers were not held in high esteem, and I thought, you know what? I got a great fallback. I'm going to be a librarian. And I'm going to be happy doing that the rest of my life. And that's what I went to library school instead. And I've never regretted it.
And you actually did work study at the Iowa City Public Library.
Yes. January of 1975, when I started library school, I had a work study job there. And my work study job was filing catalog cards. In the catalog, for anyone who can remember that, I'm sure many of our listeners can. You know, I was qualified to file catalog cards because I was a library school student, and there was an entire book about the rules. You know, this is before computers, and computers file everything for us now, and we just have to get used to the way computers do it. Back in the day, the American Library Association had an entire book about how you determine, you spelled out the numbers, you filed the MCs and the MACs together. You know, how you dealt with, you know, apostrophes in a name. It was a whole book on how to alphabetize, basically.
And, of course, every new book needed a new card. And
Yes, yeah.
So you obviously loved libraries. And you really fell in love, in particular, with the Iowa City Public Library, starting in 1977 as a full-time librarian and never leaving. What was it about the Iowa City Public Library that captured you?
Well, I think the first thing I did was fall in love with Iowa City. You know, one of those people who came to school and felt so comfortable here. The way Iowa City, people who live here, you know, talk about issues, debate one another, give their input to all levels of government, get involved in their community, the level of volunteerism. Iowa City was just a fantastic place. I was, you know, newly married, had a baby at that point, It had great, it had some of the best schools in the state of Iowa. And it was, you know, a little bit away from where my, all my relatives were, but not too far, just the right amount. So first I fell in love with Iowa City. And then I started working at the library. And I had the great, great good fortune of working with some fantastic women, you know, a generation or so older than me. And they were such mentors to me, believed so strongly in things that are not quite as ingrained, I don't think, as they are now. You know, the concepts of intellectual freedom. And yes, you have to buy the stuff you don't like because other people like it. And you have to represent all points of view. You know, concepts that are still, people still struggle with, like, yes, children have access to all the materials in the library, and if you're their parent and you don't want that to happen, then you need to come and tell them no, because we're not going to. So just great role models of women who were not only working at the library, but involved in, you know, the fair housing laws that were being written at that time in Iowa City. You know, there was one woman there who was pretty well known around town for starting girls softball because there wasn't anything for girls. And first she tried to get the girls to into the boys baseball. And, oh, my God, the world would end if that happened. And so just great mentors and role models in the women who were working at the Iowa City Public Library at the time.
You've been director since 1994. Let's talk about some of the things that, that you feel are most important to the mission of the Iowa City Public Library, because that mission has grown and changed over time. And you mentioned, I mean, the card catalog, people, that's been gone for a long time.
A long time.
And people, of course, have access to books electronically in so many ways now, too. So let's talk about what you think is most important about a library in a community. What do you think the most important jobs are?
I think the most important things have really not changed that much. How we do it. Maybe you're reading a book electronically, but we still have, you know, professional librarians who selected that book for the Iowa City community and bought it with your tax dollars and made it available for you to read or to listen to or whatever, however you consume all of the information that we provide. So providing information that people in your community want and need, we're still doing it. It's just what, that we're doing it differently. You know, I always say, We were the early childhood literacy center before anyone ever used the phrase early childhood literacy. You know, 50 years ago, public libraries were giving story times and introducing young children to books. I mean, 50 years ago, there weren't preschools and, you know, formalized education for 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. The public library was where you went and learned to sit with other people and listen to a story and lose yourself in a book. You know, that's been going on forever, and it's still going on. You know, we still offer children's programs through the library 7 days a week, most weeks. And we do outreach. So we reach out to kids who are in some of those child care situations who don't have the way to get to the library. So early childhood literacy, providing collections, that intellectual freedom component of, yes, whatever you want, we're going to try and have it here for you, and we're going to represent all points of view. And we are a safe place, whatever, you know, whatever your issues are, whatever T-shirt you wear, whatever political pin you have on, you are welcome at the Iowa City Public Library, and hope everyone feels equally welcome and well-served.
The library, in many communities, and Iowa City is no exception, is a place where often vulnerable people find a place where they can go to have computer access, to have the support of librarians, but also a warm, quiet place to be as well. How important do you feel like that is for a library?
I think that that is really an essential role in a community. You know, and and again, something we've done for decades. It's perhaps more more apparent now. But when I was 14 years old and worked at the Waterloo Public Library, everyone who, you know, worked there knew that there was a gentleman who was homeless and lived down by the river in a tent, and he would come and he would often be, he had his chair at the library, and, you know, we said hello to him. And so that's one of the roles that a library plays in the community. I've had many comments over the years from people who were suffering through some kind of personal crisis in their life, whether they just lost a loved one and they needed to be around people, or they lost their job. And again, just getting out and being in a place where if you want to speak to people, you can. And if you don't, you can sit in the corner and just observe, but be in a place that's full of activity and people. You know, you can see the kids walk by, whatever. I think that's a very important role that the library plays in the community.
Iowa City is the United States' first UNESCO City of Literature, and I know that you were involved in those efforts as well. What, reflecting back, why do you think that? What are you proud about with working with the City of Literature?
Well, I think it's a reflection on the community. We are a community of readers, and certainly the, you know, major components of the university, like the writing program and the international writing program, were key to our being selected as a UNESCO City of Literature. But they looked at the broader community as well. They looked at the libraries. They looked at, you know, at that time, I think we had more library cards than we had people who lived in Iowa City. That's since gone down a little bit. But they looked at how many books were circulated per capita. And this is a town where so many people write, and the ones who don't write read, and they contribute to literary efforts, large and small. So it is very appropriate that Iowa City was the first UNESCO City of Literature in the United States.
You've also been involved with the Center for the Book and on the All Iowa Reads Committee.
Yes.
For a long time. Tell me a little bit about your work. All Iowa Reads, of course, you select. First, it was one book that Iowans, you know, were recommended to read and arrange opportunities for people to talk about it and interact about it. But that program has expanded so much over time to recommending books for different reading levels and really.
Yes, there's three books now, one for adults, one for teens, upper elementary, and then one for the younger kids. I learned so much participating in that, being on the committee that chose that book. And again, if there could be a UNESCO State of Literature, I think Iowa would be right up there in the running, because people from all kinds of communities, you know, there were college-associated, academic-associated folks on that committee, both from public schools and colleges and universities, large and small public libraries. You know, I had the luxury of being in a larger library that had a pretty significant staff, and I could take a day off once every few months and go to Des Moines for a meeting. And some of these small libraries, they're out there in rural Iowa, staffed by one or two people. And, you know, for one of them to take a day off four or five times a year to go to a committee meeting in Des Moines is really a burden on them. And yet they do it for the love of reading, for the love of community interaction. And I got lots of titles of books I want to read when I retire, too.
So the library has had to deal, I mean, you mentioned being a strong library in a big city. It has had to deal with budget cuts over the years. Make the case for me, for people who think libraries are not as relevant as they used to be. So let's think about all those small towns all over Iowa where it may be really hard to make those budget arguments for the local public library. Why do you think a library is so essential in 2018, 2019?
I look at small town libraries, and they are really the absolute community center of their community. Many small towns have lost their schools. They don't even have an elementary school anymore. The place where people, you know, the coffee, they don't even have a coffee shop maybe. And the place where people come and gather is the public library. The place where their kids who maybe have a computer at their school, but they don't have dependable Wi-Fi at home, either because it's not affordable or because it just doesn't exist. My daughter lived for a while in a fairly rural area of Iowa, and, you know, she had Wi-Fi, but it was sort of hit and miss. And but the library has dependable Wi-Fi, so a support network for the students and their use of technology, but also for adults and their use of technology. You know, we talked, you mentioned that as something that is very important that libraries do today. I always say the internet is like the encyclopedia was 30 years ago. That if you were in a home that had an encyclopedia, well, good for you. But many of us, me included, were not. And when you needed an encyclopedia, you went to the library. And that's what libraries do in these small communities, is support programming for children and families, provide technology support, provide access to the internet, and be a community center and the hub of lots of activities and things that are going on in the community.
Well, you officially retire December 28th.
Right.
You've got a long stack of books to read.
Yes, right? A big stack of books.
And what else are you most looking forward to?
I have grandkids in the area, and so I'm already set to babysit on January 3rd and 4th.
Nice.
When the teacher parents have to go back to school, but the student children are not yet back in school. So that's set up. Looking forward to some volunteer activities I haven't had time to do, and gardening. I'm a gardener.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Susan Craig, the longtime director of the Iowa City Public Library. She's been director since 1994, a full-time librarian at the library since 1977. She is retiring at the end of this month. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.